Rise and shine, rise and shine. Today is Friday, October 18th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Leanna Norman, and usually right about now, I'm interviewing one of our team members who wrote a story about something, but since Courtney Green, the author of the story I'm about to tell you about, isn't here, I will just tell you about it. One of the big stories this week was that UNF and UNFPD commented on a recent protest against YouTube preachers on the green. All of us know that these preachers are out there on the green all the time, but some of us may not be aware of the fact that they always have cameras on them recording whoever interacts with them, and they go to their YouTube channel called Untamed Truth. After multiple protests against a preaching group known as Untamed Truth, the university has provided Spinnaker with a statement regarding the group's right to be there, as well as advice for students. The statement reads, "Thus far, the conduct is legal and the speech, recordings, and other expressive activities are protected by the First Amendment and the Campus Free Expression Act." That's from the UNF Office of General Counsel. The Campus Free Expression Act, which began in 2018, dictates that certain activities like recording and publishing interactions that occur on a public university's campus are protected. UNF cannot opt out of the act. UNF must abide by the Campus Free Expression Act as it pertains to the expressive activities of all who enter our campus, said the statement. The UNF Police Department is aware of the presence of preachers on UNF's campus and is typically present during these events, whether they are visible or not, along with other campus officials. The police department said that they strive to balance the safety of our community while being legally bound to allow certain expressive activities. They would like to advise the campus community that the best way to disempower these individuals on campus is by not engaging with their rhetoric, which thereby gives them a platform. If you or anyone ever feels unsafe, or if you believe a group on campus is violating the law, please immediately report the activity to UPD. To see the full story by our news editor, Courtney Green, you can go to unfspinnaker.com, and the title is Do Not Engage, UNF and UPD Comment on Recent Protest Against YouTube Preachers on the Green. Stick with us, because after this short break, we'll be talking a little bit to Drew McDonald about why his story took him up to the sky this week.
Want to hear more from local musicians and artists around Jacksonville? Join me, Mary Belichis, every Thursday at 1 p.m. on 95.5 WSKR Spinnaker Radio.
Today I'm here with Drew McDonald. This is Spinnaker's sports editor. Drew, tell me a little bit about your top story of the week.
So, Leon, what if I told you a baseball player also flew planes in his spare time?
A UNF baseball player flies planes in his spare time?
Yes.
Okay. So go on.
To elaborate, basically, Rath Lebanow is his name. He's a junior outfielder. This summer, he just liked flying, liked watching YouTube videos. He also learned how to virtually land via YouTube, like, just for fun.
He learned how to fly via YouTube?
He YouTubed emergency landings just to, like, appease himself, like, for some, like, content to watch. But he did a test flight in June, took his mom's credit card without her asking, swiped it, got that test flight, and it's within 3 months got his pilot's license.
Wow. So what does he plan on doing with this pilot's license?
So he's a finance major. You know, he wants to be in finance, but he also wants to incorporate that with flying. So if he wants to maybe fly, you know, Delta or Southwest on the side, that's one thing. But what cool thing is that me and my videographer, Brett Nawia, we got to go on the plane with him this Monday, and it's a totally different perspective, being on a four-seat plane.
You got to go up in a four-seat plane with a UNF baseball player as the pilot. How did that make you feel?
So having someone fly that's younger than me is kind of a weird thing to be a part of. But it's crazy how good he was. Being able to see how to land from the front row was a weird experience, because, like, you're so up front to it. You had to see it, kind of see how.
So you felt safe the whole time?
Yes, I'm off there, but yes, I felt safe in there. We went over downtown Jacksonville, we went over UNF, went over Jack's Beach. It's probably one of the coolest things I've done at Spinnaker in a while.
Wow. Well, is there
any huge takeaway memory that sticks with you from your flight?
Any huge takeaway memories? Probably is that I got to steer the plane for like 2 minutes.
You got to steer the plane?
Yes, I got to steer the plane.
So are you going to be a pilot now, Drew?
It's the reason why it was only 2 minutes. I kind of dipped the wings to the right a little bit too much and had to re-steady it. So I probably be a different career than flying, I think.
Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
We'll be right back after this short break to talk to our video editor, Katie Bowers, about how some women are taking back the night.
Hey Ospreys, have you picked up your copy of Spinnaker's Fall magazine? The yearbook issue is Spinnaker's first virtually interactive magazine, and it features QR codes that you can scan for access to videos, Spinnaker TV episodes, and more. Grab a free copy from any Spinnaker stand or Blue Box on campus. Remember, we're working for you.
I am here with Heidi Ortiz and Katie Bowers. Heidi is our managing editor here at Spinnaker, and Katie is our video editor here at Spinnaker. They attended this past Wednesday night, an event that UNF puts on every year called Take Back the Night. So can you guys tell us a little bit more about what that event is and who sponsors it?
This event was put on by Alpha Chi Omega, and it's really just about victims of abuse of all kind and just showing that we stand with them. And so there was a candlelight vigil, a march around campus. There were also several speakers that came, like President Szymanski, John Alaska, the student government president, and victims told their own personal stories too.
Yeah, and I think it was really nice because we didn't just have the student government body president there. We didn't just have the president of the university there. We also had people like BSU come. The counseling center was there. Even people from outside of the UNF community, like the Hubbard House and communities like that came together and just to support and help people who have been through the same situation. So
President Szymanski spoke and John Alaska spoke, which is really quite significant. Did either of them say anything that was particularly interesting?
Well, President Szymanski just made sure to let everybody know that UNF cares. We are a very caring community, and we are here for you if you need it. So he mentioned the advocates that were out at Take Back the Night. You know, there were people mm-hmm. there. If you needed help in that moment, they were right there for you. So he really just highlighted how much we care as a community.
So I heard that there were purple lights, purple ribbons, and people wearing purple. What is this purple? What does the color mean for this event?
Purple, in general, just stands for peace. But I also think purple has also been kind of a color that's known for, like, loyalty. And I think that in some way that kind of ties back to Take Back the Night because you just have people there who are loyal to their friends and who are loyal to their family, and they're going to make sure that they're going to help them through whatever they're going through in terms of violence, sexual violence, physical violence, whether it be that or emotional violence. So that's how I think that ties back with the event.
Yeah, and it was really great to see just the student union just completely just bathed in purple, you know, from the purple lights to everybody wearing purple, to the purple ribbons wrapped around the trees. It really showed the support that there is for these victims.
Tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Drew McDonald, our sports editor, Katie Bowers, our video editor, and to our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Leanna Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.